have a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody?
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Please feel free to email me at bruce@brucesalen.com and like my Facebook page, A Dad's Point of View, on Facebook. And get my newsletter by going to the homepage at brucesalen.com and signing up. You will only get a weekly update and nothing more. It is time for the Women's Room with Dr. Jennifer Weberman. I have the joy of her presence in my life this morning and this evening because she is our special co-host at Dad Chat tonight. Dr. Jennifer Weberman is a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience helping children, teens, and parents empower themselves in positive ways. She has been affectionately referred to as the Super Nanny of Springfield, as she has helped hundreds of families restore peace to their homes. Dr. Weberman now shares everything she has learned as a psychologist and parent coach on her blog, theparentingplayground.com, where parents can find tools and strategies for dealing with topics such as discipline, nutrition, advocating for your special needs child, marital challenges, what are those, and much more. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Weberman.
Thank you, Bruce. It's so good to be back. It's been a few weeks.
Well, you were traveling the world over while I was taking my son to college.
We've both been pretty busy.
Yes, except you had fun.
I had fun and I relaxed, which was a nice change of pace.
Well, we were talking separately, you and I, about the need for relaxing and for downtime. And ironically, the last piece of advice that Pastor Drew Sams, actually, he's now a doctor, too. He's a PhD, too. So Dr.
Ooh,
and Pastor Drew Sams, he just recently, in the last 6 months, earned his doctorate. The last piece of advice he gave as we closed his segment was to turn off your technology every now and then and be together as a family. So that's very similar to what you shared with me in our, you know, discussions prior to today's show, that you found this particular vacation to be an incredibly needed break. And from what I gather, more so than you even realized until you were on it. So would you care to talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my husband and I, very last minute, very spontaneously, about 3 weeks before, decided to take a cruise to the Caribbean. Because apparently if you're crazy enough to go to the Caribbean during hurricane season, you can get a really good deal. So we did a 10-day trip. And if anyone's ever been on a cruise before, you know it's just like sun, relaxation, and gluttony, which is just right up my alley. And we had a wonderful
time. Plus, you don't have to pack and unpack.
Yes. It was perfect, and you know, there was internet access on the ship, but it was so expensive, it gave me the opportunity to really unplug. And I think that's a little bit about what Pastor Drew was talking about, and I've talked about on past occasions, but there's two benefits to actually unplugging from technology. There's the chance you get to actually plug into your family and communicate, and there's opportunities for conversation, but there's also something that happens for you in your body when you unplug from technology and you just give your brain a rest from that constant stream of information and that need to have it and that need to know what the next new thing is. And I just re-plugged into something that I haven't plugged into in a long time, which is just me and my quiet time and just feeling more balanced. And it was wonderful.
How long did it take you to get into that mode?
It took me until the seventh day. Now,
really?
I had fun.
Wow.
And I was having a great time, but I didn't feel the shift in my body until the sixth or seventh day. And I think in our culture, in American culture, we tend to do these one-week vacations because a lot of people just get 2 weeks from work.
Right.
And so you take a week's vacation, and it takes you that long to really calm your nervous system down, your autonomic nervous system. And after that, I felt such a shift. It was like a relief. I felt such a sense of calm and peace. And when I came back, it was very important to me that I'm able to bring pieces of that experience back into my everyday life so I'm not having this sort of dichotomy of either being completely relaxed or being completely stressed. And
you mean balance?
Balance!
What a novel idea.
It's the goal. And you only know when you don't have balance, when all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not sleeping well, I'm not eating right, you know, something's completely out of whack.
All right, so what lessons can you impart on our listeners that you're trying to live?
One of the things that was really great about the trip, we had a balcony room, and I could hear the sounds of the ocean every night as I fell asleep. And I'm not a good sleeper, but I slept really well on the ship. So the rocking of the ship and the sounds of the ocean. So my husband and I, the first day back, we went straight to Brookstone, and we purchased a sound machine that has, I mean, it has 16 different sounds. I just wanted ocean. And I plugged that in right next to my bed, and the first night, I went to sleep with the sounds of the ocean, and I had such a peaceful sleep.
Wow, that's
wonderful.
So
that was really helpful. And this machine's all high-tech, so it actually creates alpha waves. It does, there's some science behind it, too, and it was wonderful.
Now, what about your husband? Did he fall asleep, too?
Oh, yeah. We both slept really well.
Nice.
I was like, maybe we should get, like, a waterbed to imitate the feel of the ship, but I think that might be too much. But another thing that I did was, you know, I work late. I don't come home until about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then it's when I'm eating dinner. And then my husband and I unwind in front of the TV, and I sit with my laptop, and I catch up on my emails. And what I said to myself was, I'm going to give myself an hour before bed where I completely unplug from technology, and I rest my brain. So I crawl into bed with a book, I put the ocean sounds on, and I give my mind a chance to rest.
And how long has that lasted?
Fantastic. Every day since I got home. So that's, 4 days?
I wish you luck.
Check in with me in a few weeks and see how I'm doing. And then the third thing I'm doing is I'm taking breaks during the day to go for a walk.
Oh, that's a really good thing to do. Gosh. And not, are you taking your phone, though?
No, I'm taking my iPod. And just
so
having
just
nice,
listen to music.
Relaxing music,
go
for a walk, get my vitamin D, get my exercise. And this is really good, especially if you have a sedentary job or if you're in a building with central air conditioning all day.
Mm-hmm.
Get out, get some fresh air, and get some sunshine.
Well, it's so interesting because all this advice is just common sense. Often I look to you for your doctoral knowledge, and this is just life knowledge. And it's of equal value as far as I'm concerned. And tonight, I hope on Dad Chat, we might even get more of your clinical knowledge as we're going to be having our first Ask Dr. Jennifer segment at Dad Chat, open to just about anything you want to ask her. But if you look at the pre-Dad Chat post, it has a disclaimer about kind of her areas of expertise and the fact that questions must be of a general nature because, of course, she can't be giving you any personal advice over any form that is not in her office.
Exactly.
So,
but, you know, it's interesting that you point to the shift, and, you know, there's I'm the person, and then I'm the psychologist, and I think for a lot of psychologists, they're talking the talk,
mm-hmm.
but they're not walking the walk. And if you're sitting there in sessions trying to teach your clients to take care of themselves, and meanwhile you're burning the candle at both ends and not taking care of you, there's this big inauthenticity in the space. I need to be doing what I'm teaching in order for it to work. And so it's really important that I'm taking care of myself.
Well, good. I hope you continue on that path. I think it is ironic, and correct me if I'm wrong, how many therapists have very mixed up lives. Or certainly dysfunctional families and marriages. And I believe that is the case. Am I wrong about that?
I don't disagree with you whatsoever. And it's not that we need to have perfect lives, but we do need to be practicing what we're preaching.
Well, ideally, for sure. It's not easy to do. As a parent, I am a huge advocate of model the behavior you want your kids to learn because they see everything we do. So if you are disrespectful to your spouse, verbally or God forbid, physically, they will learn that. That will be the behavior that they will bring to their relationships. On the other hand, if you open the door for your wife, however old-fashioned and passé that may be, and you do certain gentlemanly things or, you know, things in reverse that a woman does for a man, that might be what they learn. And I would rather they learn the good from us than the bad. So modeling is a very good thing, and I love your tips about decompressing, and I wish you the best of luck in keeping them up, and I'm sure you will, at least to some degree. You'll be challenged when you have a crisis in your life or a client's crisis that pushes you, and then potentially, you know, you find yourself, well, okay, I'm going to let it go this time, and that will be the challenge, I think.
Absolutely, and that's where all the good learning is.
Indeed.
When you realize what actually sets you out of balance And then you can take that experience and learn from it and say, okay, so I need to know in the future that when these things happen, this is sort of my button, and this is when things get out of whack for me, and how can I protect myself in the future?
Well said. We are out of time. Please remind my listeners where they can find you.
Oh, you can visit the blog at theparentingplayground.com, and we're also on Facebook under the same name, and my Twitter handle is Dr. Weberman.
Okay, and Dr. Jennifer, who is the same person, will be appearing on Dad Chat tonight. I look forward to co-hosting with you.
I am so excited about that.
It will be fun. All right, thank you very much, Dr. Weberman. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com, and you can stay tuned for my closing remarks after these messages.
Yeah. Ah, Sandman!